joined by our featured guest this week, a great, great actor, Daisuke Tsuji. You've seen him in Brockmere. You've seen him more recently in The Man in the High Castle. I want to thank you so much, Daisuke, for being part of The Bigger Picture. How are you this fine, fine evening?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
No, really excited to have you on. Big fan of the stuff you've done. But what we find really interesting is you've got this amazing biography. People always talk about Hollywood, and people in Hollywood are always the same. They come from the same backgrounds.
Yeah.
And you have this most amazing background.
Not a lot of people born in Kuwait, moved to Japan, but mostly grew up in Sacramento.
How does all that work? Yeah, how do you compare those three very different ways of organizing life?
Yeah, I'd like to think that I got the best of both worlds, like Japanese discipline and American,
opportunity and fun.
Opportunity. Yeah.
Were you like a full Kuwaiti citizen till you get that oil money?
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Do you get a Kuwaiti passport for having been born there?
Yeah, I was born there, but yeah, I don't know. Kuwaiti's a very rich, so I didn't get a citizen. But I'm still a citizen of Japan, actually.
Okay. And do you go back there quite a lot, or are you just working so hard now that you don't have time to go?
No, I haven't been back there since Cirque du Soleil, actually. That was back in 2008.
Now I got to ask you, not a lot of people run away and join the circus, but you did. It was Cirque du Soleil, so it's a very, very nice circus. So can you tell us a little bit about how working for Cirque du Soleil is different than just your regular acting job? What is it like to actually be part of a circus like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was basically a roller coaster ride, you know, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of traveling. I got to see, I toured Japan, so I got to see, you know, Japan a lot. And every city I went to, I felt like a local celebrity, you know. It was a great experience, and that's what really got me into clowning, actually.
Okay.
After that, yeah.
And that's work, right? I mean, that's not just work.
Yeah.
That's
they're not equity, but they pay a lot, so they break a lot of rules, equity standards. But they treat you very well.
Oh. And you burn a lot of calories, I imagine. I mean, work.
Yeah, and then we gain back a lot because we drink beer.
Yeah. Oh, good. There's
Canadians,
nothing,
after all.
You know, after a good day of clowning, you know, go back and sink several pints of good beer.
Yeah, it's kind of necessary. Yeah.
Now I got to ask you. I want to talk about the great project that you're working on now in LA. But our research turned up that you're actually a bit of a computer programmer, or at least a video game designer. What can you tell us about that? Are you a game player or a game writer producer?
Oh, I think you got wrong information. I'm working as an actor.
We thought you were actually there programming and designing
The
next big. Oh, so you just do voice talent and that sort of stuff for video games.
Yeah, voice and mocap. Yeah, I'm very excited about it, but because of NDA, I can't talk about it.
Fine.
But I wouldn't know anything about.
And is that good money? I mean, thinking about, you know, I guess compared to waiting tables in West Hollywood.
Voiceover is the easiest work in the world.
Is it good money?
But mocap, that's something else.
Yeah, totally. It's very good money. I'm fortunate to be kind of the lead of the movie, so I get to, you know, keep working on it.
That's great.
Yeah, like once every couple of months, so it's a pretty good gig. I feel very lucky to have it.
And is the character you're playing going to look anything like you, or indistinguishable?
Am I allowed to say it? I think so. Yeah, if you see someone like me on the video game, it's fine. Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to challenge your NDA.
We don't want to get that litigation.
Enough of the questions.
Now I've got to ask you. You were talking about clowning and working for Cirque du Soleil. So I've got to ask you. You're now currently starring in a local production here in Los Angeles of Shakespeare's As You Like It. It's at the Antaeus Theater Company's production. down the street from us, actually, in beautiful downtown Glendale. So I've got to ask you, how do you compare and contrast a stint clowning for Cirque du Soleil with now reciting probably the best theatrical words ever written in the English language? Does one influence the other, or are they kind of different endeavors?
Right. Well, I've done a lot of Shakespeare before, but I would say clown with the word form, like clown.
Okay.
Clowning is like with movement. It's form. I'm not explaining it very well. With Shakespeare, there's form in the language.
Right. Right?
Yeah. So, you know, Shakespeare had a lot of hints as to the actors as to how to say these words with, you know, the iambic and, you know, the rhythm of it, which words to stress. He left a lot of clues for the actors. And so you kind of have to, you can't ignore those clues, you know.
Right.
You kind of have to, yeah. It's freedom within the form, that's it. So with clowning, it's kind of like freedom within. I would, you know, as a clown, I would come up with, for me, it's like a dance, and I would find the freedom within that choreography.
So, As You Like It is one of those Shakespeare plays where they never like to do it in the time period for which it was written. They always find some other time period. What time period is your As You Like It?
Yeah, this is very interesting. The director, Rob Clare, he specifically said on the first day he wants it very timeless.
Uh-huh.
So
timeless, okay.
Yeah, so you will find in the costume there's some modern elements and some classical elements. The stage is beautiful. I'm not going to pretend to know where it's from, but it's beautiful. Yeah, it's timeless. And so the hope is that the audience can focus more on the language and the story and the characters.
Now, can you give our listeners the details of how they get to the production?
The where's the when's the how much
exactly.
Oh, how to get to the theater?
The dates and all of that. How do our eager listeners get information about the tickets?
Oh, sure, yes, of course. The website, you can get the tickets at the website, antaeus.org. That's spelled antaeus.org. The theater's, you guys know where it is. It's in front of, or right across from the, what is that place?
Americana?
The Americana Mall.
And we're at the new theater called Kiki and David Gingler Performing Arts Center. That's 110 East Broadway in Glendale.
Beautiful downtown Glendale. I want to thank you so much, Dice K. Tsuji. You know and love him in Brockmire. Great show on Amazon Prime. High Castle. Really good. I want to thank you so much, Dice K., for spending some of your Sunday evening with us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Friends and neighbors, we're going to take a short commercial break. We'll be back to you, back to some callers, 866 866-